This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tonight from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they might happen to be, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out goes to all of our roughneck pals working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, up there in the frozen northern tundra of Wyoming and Montana, plus to our Aramco buddies over there in Saudi Arabia. Also, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have got Flip's favorite person, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you like that?
It's excellent.
I did that better that time, didn't I?
Absolutely.
I thought so. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, I want to introduce you to Mr. Mitch and let you hear what he had to say in lieu of what the Democrats are doing running roughshod in the Senate right now. And I thought we had a Republican majority, but not because of what's going on. But here we go.
Are you kidding me? This is the moment to debate new regulations that have nothing whatsoever to do with this crisis? That's what they're up to over there. American people need to know it. Democrats won't let us fund hospitals or save small businesses unless they get to dust off the Green New Deal. I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell New York City doctors and nurses who are literally overrun as we speak that they're filibustering hospital funding and more masks because they want to argue with the airlines over their carbon footprint.
Oops. He got into it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank God. It's about time. He's spot on this. Democrats are demanding all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with the situation at hand. And he's correct. I hope he continues to blast these Democrats. You know what, Captain? These Democrats do not care about you and I and the American people.
Of course not.
And the plight that this nation is in. They create more plights than anything else.
Do you remember your favorite lady that in the whole world when she said this?
They got Obama's fault.
Well, she's back.
That's part of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. These Democrats, they want to load up. They want to load up everything with a bunch of crap that has nothing to do with helping the American people and especially helping this situation. This is what they do. They live. They literally live and breathe to simply overwrought our economy and our ability to even function as a nation with demands that just, you know, suck more and more of our tax dollars away and waste them.
Let me just
That's all they live to do.
Let me just throw a couple things out there and see if you can explain to me something. How does eliminating the United States Postal Service debt down to zero help out the coronavirus problem?
It doesn't.
Okay. How does regulating aircraft emissions do anything to help out the...
It doesn't.
How does same-day voter registration, which, oh, by the way, leads to voter fraud, help anything with the coronavirus?
It doesn't, because they're for, and they're also for voter fraud.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do, because they also wanted to do more vote by mail. They wanted to open that up to different things.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
These people are crooks.
Oh, yeah, but the thing, and then again, their plan, their stimulus plan, was to pay each individual $1,500 and to pay a family of four $7,500, which was more than twice on the $7,500, more than twice what the $3,000 was for the family with the Republicans and the $1,000 for the individuals with the Republican plan. So they, I guess they were just going to print a lot more money, huh?
That's what they do. That's what they do. The feds and the Democrats work together to just print money. I mean, if it were up to them, we'd be out of trees. They'd be printing so much money. These people are just wicked. And, you know, this has nothing to do with solving the problem with the corona situation. It has nothing to do with helping with, you know, people economically. If they really want to help people economically, they should look at how Arkansas is running their state during this situation. They're not totally shutting everything down. And they're even keeping essential manufacturing open.
Sure.
Because people, you know, people, American people are pretty smart. Okay, most of us. And we're gonna self, you know, quarantine. We're gonna take care of ourselves. And when there's a crisis, we usually work together and we do the right thing for the most part. And so we don't have to be kept home like little children. You stay home. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it's not going to help the situation.
Already.
Look at Arkansas.
Hold that thought, and we'll look at Arkansas in a minute after we look at our sponsor and go from there. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we'll play an Edwards Notebook for you. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Perhaps the language most Americans speak will become our official language after all. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we the people of America and throughout the world continue to grapple with the coronavirus epidemic, but we must not lose focus on other important issues affecting our nation. One of the great blessings is our unique American culture of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and our shared unity as sovereign citizens around common traditions and beliefs. To help maintain our national cohesion, Americans must establish English as our official language. Representative Barry Loudermilk of Georgia is the latest co-sponsor of the English Unity Act, also known as H.R. 997, and if passed, establishes a uniform language requirement for the citizen naturalization process. The passage of H.R. 997 and companion bill 687 in the 116th Congress will save American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars in current wasteful government-mandated translation and interpretation costs, and would encourage cultural and linguistic assimilation by new arrivals to our republic. I encourage you to contact your representatives and encourage them to do their jobs to govern on behalf of our republic. Or
turn to the dark side.
I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Fun.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss, MossNissan.com. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, I want you to start thinking about getting your car serviced at Moss. It's not just about buying vehicles anymore. Your car, your truck, you're driving, the van, whatever it is you got. Because if you are a veteran, active duty military, or a first responder, active or retired, you get 15% off your service at Moss Nissan. Now, the same goes for military family members of active duty military. Same thing, 15% off when you get your vehicle serviced. Who does that? Nobody. And, oh, by the way, they've got the location in Newport Richey at U.S. 19 and 54 to take care of you. The location up in Crystal River on U.S. 19. The all-new Moss Nissan at 11001 North Florida Avenue, right next to the Moss Acura dealership. And don't forget the Moss wholesale to the public up there in Homosassa Springs on 19 too. Now, take the time to get your vehicle serviced for spring and summer trips. We are going to be taking trips. Gasoline down to 41 cents a gallon today, folks, at the refinery. 41 cents a gallon. It hasn't been that low in 30 years. A lot of people are going to be driving more. And tell them the captain sent you, because you can keep your car, your truck ship shape. They'll save you money. And also, if you're going to go in there and buy one of their certified pre-owned vehicles or buy a new vehicle, you'll save $500 off the vehicle. But go in there and tell them the captain sent you. You get 15% off when you get your vehicle serviced. Vets, active duty military, first responders, active or retired, and military family members too. All righty, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
You know, it's easy to get caught in the maze of things that are going on here, but I mean, this mess that Nancy Pelosi is sitting on, and she's going to bring it up here again. They know that they can't get this stuff passed, that the Republicans aren't going to add that. But we did hear Mnuchin and Schumer last night. We did hear that they, in principle, they've made an agreement on some sort of deal, a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan expected to vote later today. Now, that's higher than the $1.4 trillion that it was yesterday, so they've added $600,000 of something to the plan.
Well, I don't know how this...
Oh, wait a minute, really... $600 million. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how this really stimulates the economy, because the economy is not moving. We're not doing anything, so there's nothing to technically stimulate. Like,
we have to put people back to work, number one.
Well, they will go back to work once these silly restrictions, like I was saying before the break, if you look at the state of Arkansas, which, you know, they have some corona victims in that state as well, but I think they're going about it a better way, in which the rest of the country should take a look at it. They haven't shut everything down to a halt, complete halt like that, so that once things get humming again, the economy there is already moving. And it's nice to think about trying to help people, but you already have, you know, things in place to help people that are out of work, they're doing, you know, not so well. And what they should do is maybe add more money to those things that are already in place, rather than creating another bureaucratic action and wasting more money in that way. There's already money.
Why, Ron, that would be logical. Have you ever known a government to do anything that's logical?
Not in a long time, but we can't stop at least hoping, praying, and wishing, and at least telling the truth out here, and, you know, continuing to seek until we find officials to elect into those positions who will govern in the right way. But yeah, we've got to figure this thing out in a better way, because like I said before the break also, the Democrats are only doing these in a way that loads up the debt even more and even slows down the economic growth once we do get things going again. See, they want to bog things down so they have something. You know what they want to do? They want to blame old Mr. Trump, thinking that the American people would be so stupid as to believe them anyway. So that's all they do. They're pains in the backside.
Well, the president wants to loosen the restrictions sooner rather than later, and it's looking like just a few days from now we might be seeing something like that going on.
It may happen, because at least we have a president that's willing to push. It's been a long time, I think never in my lifetime, I guess, unless you include Reagan, who's really pushing. And you do need to lessen regulations and things of that nature and things that he wants to do. You've got to do it and keep those fuel restrictions in place once the economy is back open again. I mean, because that's what the country is about economically. It's not about trying to dodge regulations which make people become more crooked. I mean, it's just one thing that leads to another. It's good to free up the economy and get rid of more and more regulations. It's about prosperity. It's about being able to work and open a business and get a job and feed your family and do those kinds of things without so many god-awful regulations and things in the way.
Speaking of getting a job, one of your congresswomen up there, I believe her name is Tlaib, she has proposed a bill in Congress to eliminate student debt altogether, and her buddy, Congresswoman Presley, has proposed a bill to get rid of the homelessness by building a whole bunch of places for the homeless people. And by the way, I believe we got... Yeah, let's take a question here real quick. Yeah, let's take a question. Good morning, caller. Is this Bagamon Bob again?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's your question?
Saw a thing where Joe Biden looked awfully bad on one of his speeches or interviewed on the TV. He's really getting bad. And I wanted to ask the guy there, does he think Mario Cuomo has any chance of entering this race?
You mean our senator in Florida?
No, Cuomo.
Oh, Cuomo. Yeah. Oh, all right. Oh, okay, no, shoot. Mario Cuomo. I thought you were talking about Andrew Cuomo. Mario was a father.
Yeah, he's
the guy from New York.
Okay, that's Andrew. All right, thank you. Okay, well, Ron, what do you think?
What did he say? I know that...
He said that Biden is getting better. His speech is slurring, this, that, and the other. He says, is there any chance that we could see the governor of New York, whose name is not Mario, it's Andrew? Mario Cuomo was the father, and I believe the father's dead.
Yeah, he's in dirt sleep, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Andrew Cuomo, he comes across as intelligent. I don't agree with anything, but he comes across with. But I think it's a possibility. Who knows? Uncle Joe is pretty sleepy, and, the rest of the story
on that. We'll talk to you on Thursday, so you can stay awake till then we'll talk to you again, okay?
Okay, bye now.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he'll be awake till Thursday, and then we'll hear from him Thursday morning. All righty, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Brooke, the Flaming Star Emery.
This is the Captain's America Third.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A country wasn't built to be shut down. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down.
President Trump at the podium at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, addressing business owners, small and large, who are suffering.
If you had a viable business in January, we are committed to ensuring the same is true in the coming weeks. In fact, we want to make it even better than it was before, and we're doing things to help in that regard. America will again and soon be open for business, very soon, a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months that somebody was suggesting. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
And in terms of a timetable, the president telling Americans,
at the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and it's time for the segment that I have with the undercover agent for the CBI, otherwise known as Brooke Emery. But before we get to Brooke, I got to tell you this segment's brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. And there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. So since we all have been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time in the water with your friends and family and sun sanitize. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation or cruise, why not invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy our beautiful waterways all year long. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. Just make your reservation, fill in your cooler, and away you go in minutes. You're out on the water, soaking in the beautiful Florida sunshine, and sun sanitize. Call Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-373-3366. That's 855-373-3366. Or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, here she is, the undercover agent for the CBI. Good morning, Ms. Brooke.
That's me.
Now, everybody.
How are you? Good morning.
Everybody wants to know what the CBI is. It's the Conservative Bureau of Investigation.
That's right. I investigate conservatives, fake conservatives, and rhinos, and expose them all.
Well, you got to expose something for us here right now. What in the hell is going on with the Senate? I mean, Chuck Schumer, until Nancy Pelosi showed up, Chuck Schumer was acting like he was in charge of something. Nancy Pelosi shows up. Nancy Pelosi shows up, and all of a sudden, she's running the show in the Senate, and she's in the House.
It's really, really unbelievable. And, you know, I say this all the time, but it bears repeating. The Democrats obviously think their voters are stupid and none of them have businesses, because what they're doing is so grotesque. It's not even, it's beyond comprehension.
They put their own people out of work.
Yeah, they do. And the thing is that I really, you know, again, I think they really think their voters are stupid, okay, and they're not paying attention. And I pray, you know, I pray that's not the case. I think, you know, everybody, there may be those in both bunches, but people have businesses, okay? They don't think Democrats have businesses. They don't think Democrats are actually going to be out of work, and by the way, independents as well.
Mm-hmm.
I say, as tragic as it is, at least it's playing out on TV and everybody can watch it. Because the idea that people are losing their businesses and their livelihoods and she's trying to put in $1 billion for abortion, for taxpayer-funded abortion, it's wickedness on a scale I can't even fathom.
I don't know if it's $1 billion, but she certainly is adding.
The first one was the attempt. They attempted to put in $1 billion.
Okay, that was them. But the second one's not that much. But I want you to listen just briefly to about 20 seconds of Mitch McConnell, because Mitch was getting on it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell small business employees in their states who are literally being laid off every day that their filibustering relief that will keep people on the payroll because Democrat special interest friends want to squeeze employers while they're vulnerable.
Well, you know, Mitch was doing a lot of standing up and putting it to it like Sonny Pruitt. By the way, so did Senator Tom Cotton. I liked the way what he did. And then Susan Collins, she went over and got in the face of somebody for some name calling or something.
Yeah, well, just imagine if Mitch, I mean, that's as elevated as you're going to hear Mitch McConnell. Just imagine if the Senate leader was a fighter like Trump, right, on TV, in the chamber, slamming them. You know, I'm glad to see the Republicans are fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I did hear Collins. You know, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to do it at a far greater pitch. Okay, this is really a real tipping point in the country, and we can't play games. So I'm glad to see they're fighting back, but they need to do it harder, and more of them need to come out and do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking to Brooke Emery, everybody. And
I just want to mention something, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There are pox on both of their houses, okay, because we also found out about Richard Burr, Inhofe, and Kelly Loeffler. So.
Yep.
I criticize both sides equally. They both probably want some pork in there, but it's absolutely despicable what the Democrats are trying to push in there in this circumstance. But both parties need to be held accountable, and they need to start representing us instead of themselves. And hopefully that situation with the insider stock trading, hopefully they'll be investigated and prosecuted. It's not going to come from the Senate. I hope it comes from the DOJ, because that is absolutely despicable, and probably we're going to find out that more people did it.
Well, while they're keeping resources from hospitals, Medicare and Medicaid recipients, and the rest of Americans, for whatever reason, they're trying to have same-day voter registration added to this, which, by the way, leads to voter fraud. They're trying to add climate regulations and retirement plans for community newspaper employees, as well as eliminating the United Postal Service debt, and get this, regulating aircraft emission.
Well, and student loan debt.
Oh, yeah.
The original one was $10,000, but I heard you with Ron Edwards talking about all student loans. What magic tree do they think the money comes from?
Don't know.
Really? Because I haven't seen it. If so, I want to go get some heirloom seeds and plant it all around my house.
All right, well,
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
We've got a caller, so let's see what the caller wants. And I think it's Ian. Ian, go ahead. You got about 45 seconds because we're going to keep Rick talking.
Well, I got three comments. The magic tree is called the Federal Reserve, and it's been creating these messes for 107 years since 1913.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our second comment is, are you really surprised that the Democrats are acting like the thieves, the grifters, and the rats that they are? Come on. This doesn't surprise me one bit. And my third question is, the Republicans are really fighting for us, huh? Why aren't we going after the people that caused this? China. Yeah. They're supposedly the richest country in the world now.
Okay.
Why the hell should we print more fake money and go into debt?
All right, thank
China
you.
Owes us.
Thank you. Okay, so, Brooke, go ahead.
No, I absolutely, completely agree with him. And again, as I say, and I say in all of my articles, I always criticize Republicans just as much as Democrats. I am a conservative who votes Republican. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
We need quote-unquote reparations. Obviously, that will make people lose their minds if you actually use that word in
mm-hmm.
public. But China is responsible. It's the Chinese Wuhan virus, and they definitely need to be held accountable. And for sure, if there's anybody in this whole entire world that's going to do that, it's Trump, because I can't imagine how furious,
mm-hmm.
furious he is that they have done this to his beautiful economy.
Okay, hang on.
He's a get-that guy.
Hang on just a second. I want to try to get one more caller in here. Okay, Sean, you got about 35 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I want the Republicans to put voter ID into that bill then. If they want to put that crap in, then
yes.
voter
great
ID.
Great idea.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. All right, and by the way, Brooke, can you hang around for an extra segment because I wanted to get some
more. Absolutely.
All right, good, because we're going to be coming up on a break here in about a minute. So let's just continue on here. The president says he's going to loosen the restrictions on the country sooner to help the downward economic slide, which only makes sense to me because some of the numbers are starting to slide downward. In other words, backwards. So that's a good thing.
Yes. They're obviously losing their minds over that too, and the people that like to take a samurai sword to human beings in the womb are now freaking out about that. So, what are you going to do? It needs to happen. We cannot take very much longer. We can recover from 2 weeks. We cannot recover from 2 months. Period.
Right. You're absolutely right. And the people that are out there, you know, you never can make up what you lose. I don't care how much money you get. You never make up what you lose. Never.
Can come back and pause, and I think he's completely right. I mean, talk about taking off like a rocket ship. It really would, because I think people want to get out there and do stuff like the restaurants. People want to go eat. They want to go spend money. They're just too unsure. And even though, you know, I'd like to talk about this with the restaurants, even though they seem to be, some of them seem to be doing okay. I mean, Mission Barbecue has been doing really well on their takeout in spite of what, you know, not having any in-house dining,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's one of the things that needs to happen.
Hold on to everything. All right, folks, I'm going to be right back with Brooke Emery, and we got a special announcement to make here when she comes back here. I got a couple more things to run by her, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with a beach and boating forecast, and we'll move on from there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you do. And it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. And away we go. Alrighty, today, Tuesday, we're going to have a whole bunch of sunshine. It's going to be another picture postcard day. I'm telling you, the weather is gorgeous. Come on down, but leave the coronavirus behind. Now, lots of sunshine today. Wind started out this morning out of the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then this afternoon, we'll have a sea breeze. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Our Gulf and our Bay water temperature both happens to be at 78 degrees. We had our high tide at 3:28 a.m. Our low tide coming at 9:25 a.m. Going to be a little bit breezier on Wednesday, but the weather is going to be gorgeous. The water is going to get warmer. I do believe we're going to see water temperatures up around 80 degrees between now and Monday. Now, the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. They are part of a 213 franchise location network all across the country, some of which are within the sound of my voice because I'm broadcasting in a town right there by the boat place. Now, guess what? You want to sun sanitize? Here's what you do. Nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water outside. Freedom Boat Club is calling it sun sanitize. And if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, that big cruise ship thing, why not invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy our beautiful waterways all year long? Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make the reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the most beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitized too. Just give Freedom Boat Club a call today. The number 855-373-3366. That's 855-373-3366. Or go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Brooke says, but Brooke's going to take America because Brooke is taking America Saturday on this station at 8 p.m. Is that correct?
That's right. Tune in for Brooke Talks America with yours truly.
Okay. And you'll have various guests on there, right?
I'll have all sorts of things. We're working it out right now. But, you know, we'll be talking about politics and culture from a conservative perspective.
That's why you're the CBI undercover agent.
I certainly am. I'm investigating all of it.
Conservative Bureau of Investigation.
As soon as I get some Lysol, I'll be sanitizing it too.
Oh, I saw Lysol yesterday at the dollar store. I was in there yesterday, and I went in to get something totally different. They had a whole shelf full of Lysol.
Yeah.
I won't tell where it is, otherwise
they
won't have it. Yeah. I won't tell where it is, otherwise they won't have it long, will they?
Yeah, right? Crazy. It's really crazy. But isn't it awesome? You know, isn't it really awesome how the companies, all of the distilleries, not all of them, but a lot of the distilleries
are
coming together to make the sanitizer. It's really pretty amazing what's happening with the companies joining together. And I think the end result is there are a lot of things that are going to change, and I'll be talking about that this Saturday. One of the things I think is that it's going to illustrate, and I wish I was on Trump's communications team because it's really, really important right now to emphasize that it's capitalism. It's not government. It's the unification right now of public and private partnerships. Mm-hmm. People that have risked and created businesses are the ones that can do this. They do it much more efficiently because they're already having to do it to make a profit, mm-hmm. right? So I think this really slams socialism as a basic model. It doesn't work, and I think people are going to realize that.
Well, yeah.
You need to promote and defend capitalism very strongly at this time.
Yeah, very, very much so, because we're seeing things. And by the way, the Democrats, how can you possibly do this to people who live, a lot of them, paycheck to paycheck? They don't have a lot of money in the bank. They're going to be stuck having to pay something. They're going to have a couple of weeks, maybe three, with no money. And the Democrats are the ones to blame for not being able to allow this bill to be passed. I mean, the Republicans have been there ready to go. The Democrats keep throwing monkey wrenches into the works.
Well, because think about it. It's a mentality on the left that government is going to take care of it. And a lot of them are in government. Government doesn't stop getting paid.
No.
Right? So 97% of D.C. voted for Hillary. They're all on taxpayer dime. They're not losing their paychecks. Even the teachers, I mean, you know, the teachers are not losing their paychecks. All government workers are going to get paid, and they just got to work at home. Right?
But
it's a mentality of dependence on the government. You're always going to get paid.
But my buddy Dave Costa, the Renegade Aviator, yesterday put up a minute, 14-second video about how he said, hey, if we can't work, they can't get paid.
They're going to get paid. I heard Martha McSally is going to put up a bill that the Senate cannot get paid until they actually do something. But there's no real reform that's ever going to happen unless the people come out with the pitchforks. You know, we have to hold them accountable, and that's why they want government to get so big that people are just overwhelmed and they can't do anything. And you have these overlords in remote places that you can't touch because you can't get around the moat of K Street to actually talk to them and hold them to the fire. So we have an opportunity here to remake government if we're willing. And we're paying attention, and we're diligent, because complacency is the enemy of liberty. And they want to, the Democrats, as you've seen, you know, they want to do it locally. Just shut everything down. Oh, yeah, shut everything down, because all of your people are going to get paid. The rest of us are going to have to go, like, surf to the government and say, please, mister, please can I have a scrap of food? Who is it? Tiny Tim, I think, right?
Yeah.
Please may I have a scrap of food? No. No, we are Americans, okay? We are Americans. We don't roll like that. You're not taking my freedoms, and you're not taking my guns.
Well, I'm ready, and I know you're ready, and Brooke Talks America on this station, 8 p.m. Saturday night. I'll be listening. Can't wait to hear it. And Brooke says it's the column. Google it. Either one. You'll find all that you need to find and follow the Twitter feed and everything else, right?
Yes, and this week's column is about Bill Maher. Congratulations, Bill Maher. I hope you're happy. You're going to get your recession.
Okay.
Hold them accountable.
All right.
Love to everybody that's helping with this. Thank you so much. Thank a trucker. Thank a trucker. Support local businesses and restaurants. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that's Brooke Emery, and she's Brooke Says on Twitter, and Brooke Talks America on the radio, Saturday nights, 8 p.m. on this station here. Now, listen, folks, I haven't said a lot about it, but I'm going to tell you right now. Oil, the price of oil, is nothing compared to what happened to gasoline yesterday. West Texas crude is currently starting the day at $23.36 a barrel. Brent crude is starting today at $27.03 a barrel. Gasoline took a dive yesterday because there is so much of it. It is so plentiful that it went from 61 cents a gallon to 41 cents a gallon. I will repeat that. It went from 61 cents a gallon to 41 cents a gallon. Wholesale price at the refinery, without the tax, without the transportation, to get it to you. Wow. Now, Dan, the man who was on earlier, told us it was 85 cents a gallon in Indiana. His daughter filled her car up with gas at 85 cents a gallon. I was told it was 89 cents a gallon in Louisiana, down along I-10, down near one of the refineries down there. And it can be done. It all depends on the gas taxes and how soon they want to lower the price back. There is no reason, and you folks in California, there is no reason why the price of gasoline shouldn't be below $2 a gallon, even with your $1.25 a gallon gas tax. Think about that. Think about that. Alrighty, I got to tell you about Dominic's Blinds before I get on out of here, because Dominic's Blinds, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, with all their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. That's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. You might get those free donuts in the back room. All right. Been another great night. Thanks for all the participation. Lots of phone calls from all around the country last night. Lots of communication on the Facebook page from all around the country. I'll see you tonight. But we the people here. God bless America. Stay safe.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.